This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It will make history for only the third time a U.S. president will go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives will send two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate later today. That will be formally done by the seven House impeachment managers named a short time ago. They will conduct the prosecution in the trial. We get a report from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
We had a strong case for impeachment of the president and removal for the president.
The lawmakers Speaker Pelosi named include the two Democratic congressmen who led the impeachment investigation, Adam Schiff of California and Jerry Nadler of New York. Both are lawyers. This is Nadler.
There is an overwhelming case, beyond any reasonable doubt, that the president betrayed the country.
Adam Schiff says it's important to stop President Trump now.
The president was trying to get foreign help in cheating in the next election.
The president says he's done nothing wrong, and the Democrats are trying to remove him from office because they can't beat him in November. Rita Foley, Washington.
During Speaker Pelosi's news conference, President Trump was on Twitter saying, quote, another con job by the do-nothing Democrats. The Russian government is resigning after President Vladimir Putin announced to Parliament his plan for a series of fundamental changes to the country's constitution. The Parliament would be strengthened, possibly to ban term limits and perhaps move toward a union with neighboring Belarus as semi-legal solutions to keep Putin in power. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and his team have been asked to stay on until a new government is in place. The United States and China are about to sign their Phase One trade agreement, aimed at helping resolve issues at the heart of a long-running standoff between the world's two largest economic powers. President Trump and Beijing's chief negotiator, Liu He, will do the honors at the White House. Mr. Trump calls the agreement a major victory. More news at VOAnews.com. Iran says the future